Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer in New York, and I'm sitting here at my bright red desk on a beautiful, beautiful Sunday here in New York. I took the day off and played with my friend Sonia and went to see Ruby in the hospital and did a Reiki session on her, which was quite fun. And a shout-out to Kimberly in our exciting screwed-up appointment story today. Good we ran into each other in the elevator. Magic happens. So have a good vacation, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks. So here we are, sitting at the edge of transition, time to change. Mars is going to shift this week into Scorpio. He is going to leave Libra, where he has been kicking our butts around our relationships. I don't know about you guys, but last week was one of the rougher weeks I've been through in a long time. It's for a few reasons. Venus went into Cancer, right? And so she is in charge of Saturn and Mars and all the other planets that are out there in the heavens right now in Cancer. So she is just highly emotional when she's in Cancer. And every time the moon changed, the moods changed. I get a lot of emails. It's just kind of my job here as an astrologer. So I get a lot of people writing and going, hey. And there was kind of a flood. And it was hard because it was like, you know, deeply feeling things going on. People really working out really hard stuff emotionally. And Venus in Cancer just made everything more sensitive. People were so sensitive. I mean, I was overly sensitive. I know I reacted a couple times. One woman I was yelling at, and apologies to Donna, and I was like, she goes, you know, Anne, I don't think this is a reading. I think this is a feeling. And I'm like, you know, you're right. It's a feeling. I'm having a feeling here. I'm not having a reading. You're not having a reading. You don't have to pay for it. See, when I give you feelings, you don't have to pay for it. When I give you a reading, you have to pay. But it was, you know, we were all emotionally working out really old stuff. Cancer Venus answers to our moon, okay? And you were coping the way your moon does. If your moon isn't a fire sign, you took off and you ran for the hills. If your moon is in a water sign like mine is and happens to be aspected to Mercury and Mars, you might be yelling at your clients. But you were feeling deeply. If your moon was in an earth sign, every earth sign I know that had a moon, they went and had body work, they went and exercised, they went and punched something, or they just laid on the ground and cried. They just couldn't take it. And the air signs, of course, they talk. We love the air signs. So I heard from Lisa, I would say I had maybe 15, 20 emails from Lisa because she was processing. So the moon is how we emotionally process things. So whether you ran, you cried, you talked, or you felt, you did what your moon needed to do. And, of course, as Venus answers to the moon, she made Saturn and Mars do that behavior, even though they're in Libra. So the fire sign people ended relationships. The water sign people mulled in them, rolled in them. The air sign people talked to them. They kept talking to them. And the earth sign people just kind of sat on the couch and felt sorry for themselves. So you have to earth sign moons. So the idea is, now Venus is in Cancer. She's only at 10 degrees. We got another 20 degrees to go with this, okay? The good news is this week Mars gets the hell out of Libra. So everybody will feel so much better. He changes signs on Thursday. He goes into Scorpio. He loves Scorpio. He's so happy in Scorpio. You know, he doesn't have to do this whole nicey-nicey, be nice, be diplomatic, be kind, none of that. He's just a Scorpio. He's going to have sex or he's going to kill you. That's it. And, you know, he's going to kick up a little. Now, Saturn still is going to have to listen to Venus, okay? And Venus, as she goes through her moods, every couple of days, she's going to change. So this week, Venus is going to go through Scorpio, which is, you know, go through Libra Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, she's Scorpio, so that's going to be a hard one. And then Thursday, Friday, she's in Sag, and then she goes into Capricorn. Okay, so we have a nice blend this week. But let me tell you, that Scorpio patch, a couple things. It's going to be a precursor of the I don't even want to think about Saturn and Scorpio. It's going to be a precursor of Saturn and Scorpio. And then the Sag one is much more enthusiastic. Everybody's going to be feeling a lot better by the time we get to Friday, Saturday. And then, of course, Sunday is Capricorn moon, which is a little depressive, but it's solid. It's reliable. Venus in Cancer answering to a Capricorn moon makes that Saturn say, okay, I have to do some work here. And the beginning part of the week, the 20th and the 21st, if you did have an emotional blowout with somebody last week and you blew up a relationship or they blew up on you or they did their moon and they left or they cried and they or they processed and they laid on the floor and they cried and wailed or whatever they did, remember our moons, you know, the whole idea of moon compatibility when we're looking at a chart is the moons match. So we like to put earth moons with earth moons because they get each other. Fire moon with a water moon, steam. You know, fire and air, they flare each other up. I mean, we flare. Earth and water make mud that's really nice and fertile and comfortable. You get the picture? So the moons, we want the moons to match because you're going to get along well. So in my case, my parents both had fire moons. My mother was a Leo with a moon in Sag. My father was an Aries with a moon in Leo. So, you know, they were very passionate. When they fought, but they loved each other. They were, you know, crazy about each other. But there was a lot of fire in the house. Now, as an earth and water child, you know, I was kind of like, wow, this stuff's a little wild because these fire people are scary. My sister, when she married a guy whose parents never fought. Right. So Bruce was like, I don't fight. And she's like, what do you mean you don't fight? And his parents would go in the bedroom and negotiate and come out and tell the kids, there were five of them, tell the kids what the story was. So my sister's like, what do I do with a guy that doesn't fight? Well, actually, she's having a really nice life because he talks. He's Aquarian. She's a Gemini. They get along very well. Then my sister has a fire moon, so every now and then she needs to take it out for a run. And he doesn't have a fire moon. He has a Pisces moon, so every now and then he swims away. But for the most part, their charts get along and they work well together. So last week, if you had a relationship blow up and it was a little wild and crazy beyond control, not to say it's going to go back together. I'm not promising that. But Monday, Tuesday, when the moon's in Libra and everybody's a little more calmer and a little more rational and able to talk, try reconnecting. If it doesn't work then, let it sit a couple days and go back, you know, in a little while. Just kind of let it sit because everybody's feeling it. And as long as that Venus is in Cancer, Saturn is really going to be reactive too, okay? Because he's going to, even though Mars changes on Thursday and he gets much more manly and much more reliable and dependable, and, you know, he's Mars again. He's not Mars trying to be a nice guy and being polite, and he really wants to smack you and tell you to shut up. So Saturn, though, still will be having his emotional fluctuations with Venus. Now, the good news is he doesn't have them that much longer. Unfortunately, Venus in Cancer is relatively short. She does shift out of it on September 6th after Labor Day. And then she goes into Venus in Leo. And when she's in Leo, then Saturn will be answering to her again as he's on the last pass of his journey through Libra. And he will be much more proud. He will be clear. He will be concise. He will be able to speak clearly and nicely and be able to represent what he really truly wants for his heart's desire. Right now, while she's in the moon, Venus is in the moon sign, every couple of days she's going to change. So you just watch people roller coastering all over the place. It's a very good opportunity to figure out their moons if you don't know their birthday or they have a day that changes. Because let me tell you, when the moon hits the Venus, the Saturn's going to take off and they're going to have some kind of drama in their relationship. So that's the fun part. The other part that we have this week is the sun entering Virgo, tra-la, tra-la. We start fall, which is always nice to start the fall. That starts on Wednesday, and the sun goes into Virgo, and Mercury, of course, on Wednesday clears his shadow. Now, we had a very long Mercury retrograde. We had a Mercury retrograde that ran from, it entered its shadow in July, or in June, rather, I'm sorry, around June 25th, right? And it was in Mercury, it was in Leo all July, went retrograde the back half of July, went direct the beginning of August. And now Wednesday, it's going to clear its shadow. So the stuff you've been working on since June, emotionally, ego-based, and remember, Mercury in Leo wants to take our son someplace and help him realize something. So in my case, I had a number of really profound realizations about a lot of things. You know, it was really, you know, if I look at my journal and I look at what and I, you know, I know my columns have been rather long-winded, processing, you know, figuring stuff out, talking about it. Now, if you're not a talker, let's say you have no air in your chart, or let's say Mercury's on your south node, the talk can be a little overwhelming. You can be going, oh, my God, they're just never shutting up. Yes, that's true. Mercury in air, in fire, flares. Fire needs to express itself. It needs to peak up, talk, speak, peak. So this week, Mercury gets past all the stuff it's been working on. And interestingly, in my case, my friend who died a couple weeks ago, we're having her memorial service on Wednesday. So the sun goes into Virgo, and Mercury goes into a new sign, Leo. And, of course, she's born right at the cusp of Libra going into Scorpio. So she is, it's her birthday sun. Saturn's on her sun, so we send her off with that. But it also is, Mercury then is in a new sign, right? Because he, you know, the shadow, the story of the Mercury retrograde from June comes to an end. And we resolve the story and we're ready to move on. And, of course, Mercury in Leo rules the Virgo sun. So people are going to be very clear this week. You need a lot of clarity this week because we have the emotional clarity of the Venus in answering to the Libra moon Monday, Tuesday. Then she gets really deep. She goes into Scorpio mode. For those of you who don't know about Venus and Scorpio, I happen to live with it. It's a pretty intense Venus. So Wednesday, Thursday, very intense. Not bad, but intense. And then Friday, Saturday, much more upbeat, much more perky, much more happy. And then Sunday, Capricorn, solid, reliable, dependable. But Venus is shifting. As she shifts, we watch her take us on a travel, take us on a trip. Because what she's trying to do when she's in Cancer, she's trying to get Saturn in Libra. When he's in an air sign, he's exalted in Libra because, well, for a few reasons, relationships are work. They're the work of our lives. But also because he can be detached in his structure and his compassion, you know, and we like Saturn to be detached and airy. You know, we don't want him sitting on our head. We'd like him to be a little lighter. We'd like him talking to us rather than spanking us. Although I know it's felt like he's spanking us lately, at least my house it has. And so we have this shift. We have this big change this week, very profound. We also have Venus, Neptune, very active. Neptune is really talking for a couple of reasons, because Mars is going to come as he gets closer and closer to Scorpio, and he's going to trine Neptune. So a lot of the things that have been surfacing or burbling below the surface, feelings below the surface, intimations, you know, Libra is very seductive, but it doesn't actually show up. It's, you know, no offense to the Libras, you know, they charm you, but they don't actually appear in person. They're seductive with words. So with Mars going into Scorpio, Mars is going to say, you know, I think I'm ready to step up to the plate. So if you've been having relationships that haven't really actually gone anywhere, been all talk and no action, when Mars changes signs on Thursday, that shift can happen. It also cannot happen. That can be when you go, you know, I got to go now. You know, I've been talking to you for a long time and ain't nothing happening and I'm leaving. And that's possible too, because Mars in Libra is very flirty, but not necessarily delivering. And Venus in Cancer now is much more emotional than she was when she was spending those 4 months in Gemini, when she was very chatty and communicative. So we had all this chatty stuff at the beginning of the summer, and now we're feeling intense, right? And in the intensity, we go, shit, man, you know, what the hell's going on? And so your job this week is when you feel that, shit, man, what the hell's going on? Just take a few minutes and go, huh, look at me, or look at them, and go, really? You know, my old assistant Melissa used to say that a lot. You know, we would get an email, or we'd get some kind of correspondence. And Melissa, you know, has a very dry sense of humor, and she would go, really? You know, and I would kind of go, well, and she'd go, really? And so you're going to find your inner really, right, wants to come out and express itself this week too. So we have the shift of the sun, and we also have the shift of Mars. And then last but not least, we have Mars trine Neptune. Now remember, Neptune changed signs in February. When Whitney Houston died. It also changed a year ago April, when we had the tsunami in Japan. So we should have some tsunami news. Not that that's, you know, the only way that's going to show up. But Mars, when he trines Neptune on Sunday the 26th, So he also is going to be working a little bit in delusion, right? Because he's come out of air, he dove in the water. And you know that moment when you dive from a pool, swimming board into the pool, and you hit the water and your whole body just changes? That's what's going to happen this week. It's going to just change. You're just going to change energies. You're going to just feel much more connected, you know, related. I had some friends out to my house on Fire Island on Thursday, and we were talking, and one of them was saying, yeah, you know, when she went skinny dipping in the ocean, and you know, it was like we all got into this, yeah, skinny dipping, isn't it great, you know, when the water runs over your body. It's an interesting energy, Mars and Scorpio, because it does want to be intense. It does want to be deeply feeling. And as he comes to trine Neptune, it's a closing trine, meaning he's coming up to Neptune. Neptune's a slower moving planet. So he's going to be talking to Neptune and saying to him, well, okay, so like, what are we doing again? You know, and then in a couple of weeks, Saturn comes to trine. When we get to Neptune, when Saturn goes into Scorpio, he's going to trine Neptune too. And then the two of them are going to get to work doing your dream. The thing that's important, and I want you to really do this, it's a very good exercise. When I was first learning astrology, I don't remember what book I read it in, but it was really a profound understanding. It helped me get a profound understanding, and I know it was a Vedic book. So most of you don't study Vedic, but it was an interesting process, and it's the ranking of the planets. And it's part of where I get the pinball thing from on my website, you know, where I talk about the pinball approach to astrology, which I know I need to write into a book. I will, I promise, Maria. So Mars going into Scorpio is going to, over the next few weeks, he goes in this week, so he's a week and a couple days in August. He's the whole month of September, and then he goes into Sag on the 6th of October, okay, which means he's going to go in order from 0 Scorpio all the way to 30 Scorpio, right? As he goes along, like this week, he's going to be at 0, 1, 2 of Scorpio. So if you have a planet at 0, 1, or 2 in your chart, Mars is going to set it off. And he's going to tell that planet what Saturn in Scorpio will be bringing it. Right? Does that make sense? Think about it a second. Mars is going to go from 0 to 30 over the next month. And he is going to, when he gets to 30 Scorpio, he's going to finish the journey. But then right behind him, Saturn comes for 37 months. Count them to 37. I know you're going, I thought it was only 2.5 years. That's what I thought when I looked, and I'm like, damn. But it goes into Sag for a little bit. And then it comes back and does some more shit in Scorpio and then leaves. So it's going to be 37 months, Saturn's in Scorpio, for all of those of us who are about to have a big Saturn return or something like that. So Mars is going to go and trigger all the degrees. Now, I don't have anything at 0, 1, 2, 3. I mean, I got my part of fortune, so that's fine. But if you have a planet at 0, 1, 2, 3, but I'm going to watch for next Monday the 27th, when Mars gets to 4, Scorpio, because that's my Venus. And then a few days later, when Mars gets to 6, which is September 1st, because that's my Saturn. So I'm going to find out what my Saturn return is going to be about, because my Saturn's at 6 Scorpio, on the 1st of September. Okay, so you find the planet degrees, find out when Mars and Scorpio is going to get to them, and it does it for every planet, not just your other ones, you know, not just the Scorpio ones, because he's going to make some kind of aspect to every planet in your chart. So let's say you have Venus at 0 Capricorn. This week on Wednesday, Mars is going to introduce you to Venus, because it's going to be a sextile from Scorpio Mars to Venus in Capricorn. You're going to meet Capricorn. You're going to meet a Venusian Capricorn, or you're going to make some money, or you're going to, some kind of Capricorn Venus energy is going to happen and get triggered by a working aspect to Mars. If you happen to have 0 Taurus Venus, Mars is going to oppose your Venus at 0 Taurus, and it's going to trigger Venus to do something. If it's Pluto at 0 Leo, you're going to have a square from Mars to Pluto, and you're going to want to hit somebody or shoot them or something like that, you know. So, but watch it. So if you have planets from 0 to 3 this week, that's what the Scorpio is. And I will do this all the next few months, the next month, because I think it's really important. So as Mars goes, he's going to set it off. He's the Indian scout. He's riding ahead. He's going to tell us what Saturn's going to do to us for 3 years. Oh, my God. This is the kind of stuff that keeps astrologers employed, so I shouldn't be whining and moaning, except I have Saturn in Scorpio, and I have a lot of stuff between there. Just stop in. Don't even go there. It's already been a hard year. What the hell? You're good. You're going to be fine. Okay, so we have a very lovely week this week, and we also have the Sun opposite Neptune, right, on Friday, because the Sun's in Virgo, and he goes opposite Neptune. So what that's going to do is have the delusion fall from our eyes. Wherever we've been a little deluded with Mercury and Leo, right, the delusion's going to fall away. Wherever you've been running away with the fantasy, you've been having a fantasy about something, and Mercury and Leo has been helping you play with it, and when Sun goes opposite Neptune, you go, what the hell was I thinking? I always love it when Neptune transits finish in somebody's chart, because they they usually show up and they go, so, like, what was I thinking? I'm like, it's the rapture. Neptune's about the rapture. You're supposed to be on the ride. It's when you go to a movie and, you know, it's a white screen and it's color projected on the screen, and you're jumping and scaring and you're crying and you're feeling and you're emoting. That's Neptune. It's not always real. But when the moment is happening, when you're in the moment, you are totally on the ride. So this week, the Sun sees Neptune clearly, but he kind of passes it to Mars, and Mars goes, hey, man, I'm in the pool. I'm diving in. I don't even care if it's an illusion. I'm going for it. So it's a very interesting energy. So I have a really lovely client, student person, and she recently had photographs taken of herself, and they are incredibly hot. I mean, she looks stunning beyond words in these pictures. And she does it, you know, she does modeling. So she has this one shot of her standing, and it's kind of like a Marilyn Monroe shot, but not, you know. I mean, it's, you know, that shot where she's standing over the grate and the skirt's coming up. But she looks like she's so much fun. She just has this glow about her. She looks absolutely stunning. And then she did, like, more serious ones, you know, like hire me as your model. Well, she posted the stunning one on Facebook. She had, like, 112 comments right away. Yes, men are very visual creatures. And everybody was, a lot of them were mentioning the Marilyn Monroe aspect to her. And I said, well, yeah, you looked like Marilyn Monroe. I mean, it was a modest Marilyn Monroe. It was in that white dress, but it was like a stunning shot. But it is the moment of the, you know, and she goes, I am so not Marilyn Monroe, and I really don't feel like it, because she just had, you know, some relationship changes in her life. And like, yeah, but you look like Marilyn Monroe. What you look like versus how you feel. You know, my old therapist, when I would have anxiety, because I'm a Virgo, we have anxiety. That's what we do. Anxious, worry. It's just, you know, part of the deal with Virgo. She would go, Ann, take your worry, go out, go act as if, just go do it, and bring your worry in here, and we'll work it out. And I'd be like, yeah, right. You don't know how hard it is. You know, she's a Scorpio. They can handle this stuff. The Virgos, we worry, we nervous. But the whole idea of this, right, the whole point of this transition, and I have to say I'm feeling much lighter this week, because last week was big processing. I did a lot, did my work, I showed up, did my work. We're all shifting, right, and it's all about being kind, and it's all about caring, and it's all about knowing that the people that you're traveling through the world with are your mirrors. So when you watch the fire person run away, or you watch the earth person lay down on the ground and cry last week, and you were like, I really can't help you. I know how deeply sad you are. I can't help. That's okay. That's how we handle it. That's our emotional processing. But the whole point of it is understanding that we are all interconnected. We are mirrors for each other. Our job is to show the other person who we are. And as we experience them, there are transits in our chart. You pull in people. Like when someone leaves your chart, you pull in someone, you know. So when I was working, my friend Jackie, you know, I mentioned has died. We're burying her on Wednesday. So I'm the designated woo-woo that's going to be talking. And what we are is we're a group of women. We hang out. We play. We're all interested in metaphysics. We all, you know, in some way, shape, or form, dabble in different things. We have a lot of dabblers and a few full-time people, but definitely an interest. So we all get together, we have adventures, and we eat amazing food, right? But the woo-woo is really fractured when Jackie got sick. And so into my life, someone, a Scorpio male who I, you know, talked to intermittently every now and then showed up, and his chart was like Jackie's, right? And so when I was working on my memorial speech, because I'm apparently the talking woo-woo, the rest of them are all sitting there giving me things to say. It's kind of like Mikey. Mikey's going to eat the cereal. You know, I was working on my speech for her on the beach this weekend, and the woo-woos had resurfaced. And really, we all kind of split up. We all kind of went in our own little hubs, in our own little sad places, because we were losing our friend. And it reminiscent, of course, was 1982 when my mother died. And my mother, you know, was the hub of the wheel. She was who everybody went to. So when she died, which, of course, that's when Saturn was last in Libra, the hub in our wheel broke apart and the family really was kind of spinning a little there. And Jackie leaving is like the hub of the wheel. I mean, she's one of the spokes, really, because the hub is really probably more Lorraine. But Lorraine, don't you go dying on us, okay? The hub of the wheel, the spoke fell out, and the wheel kind of fell off the wagon. And we would go on the woo-woo adventures, and we knew Jackie was dying. So in the meantime, she kind of left. The woo-woos kind of disintegrated. I mean, we didn't disintegrate, but we weren't communicating the way we usually do. So into the fray comes someone who actually has the same chart as my mother and Jackie, and got me on this whole gluten improvement program, which, you know, is actually really helping. I'm losing weight. The lines on my hands are healing. We're having a wonderful thing. But we also, it also is this evolutionary moment, because when you lose someone, into the fray comes another person, right? Another person steps in and says, hi, I'm going to take their place, temporarily or permanent. And I know when I came home one time, I had taken a tarot class, and I had met Patty Canova. And she was, it was the first tarot class I'd ever taken with her, and I left thinking, this woman's going to be important in my life, I can tell. And I walked in the house to have a phone call that a friend of mine had dropped dead from an aneurysm that had been undiagnosed. So I was like, oh, wow, she really is going to be important, because I actually have a dead friend, you know, that's coming. So we watch those energies. As the people that are leaving your life are leaving, the universe sends us new people to come in and help. And so watch for those new people, because they're coming this week. They're coming in now. They're going to start showing up. So if you've lost someone, or you've left someone, or you've figured out you really can't stay anymore, or you realize, you know, you died, like in the case of Jackie, people will come in and take their place. And they may not stay for long, and that's okay. They're holding the space. They're going to help you get conscious. They're going to, in my case, it helped me understand, well, my mother died in 82, my friend died in 80 now, and in both cases it was the South Node going through, it was Saturn and Libra, but now it's also, they both were Geminis. My mother was a Gemini, Sag Moon, and, you know, I talked to her all the time. You know, my father didn't talk, but I would have these deep emotional conversations with my mother, right? So I had deep emotional conversations with my woo-woos. And the woo-woos were gone, so now I was having deep emotional conversations with this male Scorpio friend. And now I'm like, okay, well, who else is coming in I'm going to have deep emotional conversations with? It's understanding the universe helps us, it provides us and supports us and sustains us. And that's really the understanding that we need to walk away with, is that we're not alone. We're really here supported. And this week, big transition week, you're going to feel so much better. You're still going to feel emotional, because that Venus in Cancer is running Saturn in Libra, and she's running the Mars until the end of the week. But once that shifts, man, once Mars gets into Scorpio, and once Venus stabilizes a little and gets into Leo, which is September, you're going to feel so much better. Now, the other thing that's going on, last but not least, the nodes are at the very last degrees of Gemini, okay? So we're back to the story from 1973-74. We're back to the story from 1993-94. So in my case, both cases, it was the South Node going through my fourth house. So I lost really significant things in those years. A big relationship was the 93-94. The 73-75 was I was in college, boom. And then, of course, 56 was when my Uncle Cliff came in, and he's currently dying in hospice. So as the node goes through the back end of Gemini, over this next week, there's going to be a lot of leaving, okay, especially in your Gemini house, because on the 31st, he goes into zero Scorpio. So it's huge. So watch your Scorpio stuff. Watch the stuff leave with the south node in Gemini. You're going to be losing Geminis. You're going to be losing people that have a strong Mercury. You're going to be, they're going to be swept away. They're going to actually use words like, I'm being swept away, because it is. It's a sweeping energy. The south node's leaving, but you're okay. If you look around, there's people to support you and sustain you. There's people that love you. And on that note, I'm going to hang up and go play with my cats. Take care and have a great night. Bye.